Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving deep into the Nothing Phone 3A today, a phone that's making a splash online. We want to know if it lives up to all the buzz, and luckily we're here to help you figure that out. We've got two articles from Mobile Tech News, one's a full review, and the other dives into US carrier compatibility, which can be a real deal breaker.
Oh yeah, for sure, especially here in the US. There's so much talk about the Nothing Phone being like a game changer and drawing comparisons to the early days of OnePlus, you know, when they first hit the scene. But we really got to look past the hype and see what's really going on.
For sure. You know what? The first thing that struck me wasn't even the specs, but just like that design. The transparent back, the glyph interface with the LED LEDs is definitely unique. What are your thoughts on the glyph interface? Like, is it practical or is it more of a gimmick?
Yeah, I can see the appeal. The review mentions you can use it for notifications, charging status, even like a fill light when you're taking pictures. But I wonder, wouldn't all those flashing lights get kind of distracting?
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to focus on something else. I'm not totally sold on it as more than a gimmick.
Yeah, I see your point. Maybe it's something you'd have to actually use to really decide. Let's move on from how it looks and talk about the battery life. The review mentioned a 5,000 milliamp battery that's huge.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. They say you can easily get like a day and a half on one charge. That means you could go to work meetings, even a concert after, and still have battery to spare. No more searching for outlets.
That is freedom. Speaking of convenience stuff, they've also got this thing called the Essential Key. It's like this AI-powered hub for notes and photos. Can you explain that a bit more?
Okay, so the Essential Key gives you quick access to this hub, and it even does voice note transcription.
Mm-hmm.
Like imagine you're on your commute and you have a great idea. You can just dictate it into your phone, and by the time you get to the office, it's transcribed and ready to go.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
I can see how that would be a game changer for students or professionals, anyone who takes a lot of notes. But let's be real, no phone is perfect. How about the performance? I saw it has a Snapdragon 7 Plus Gen 3 processor, which is good, but not the very best.
Right. It's a solid mid-range chip. It can handle everyday stuff, no problem browsing social media, even some light gaming. But if you're really into gaming and want to play those games with super intense graphics, you might experience some lag. The 7 Plus Gen 3 just isn't powerful enough to run those smoothly.
So for casual gamers like me, it's probably fine. But good to know the limits. Now, what about the camera? That's a big deal for a lot of people when choosing a phone. Does the Nothing Phone 3A measure up?
Well, the reviews say it's a decent camera for everyday use, but it's not quite at the same level as those flagship phones with the really fancy lenses. Low light performance and ultra-wide shots are where it struggles a bit.
So maybe not the ideal phone for aspiring influencers then?
Probably not, unless they're okay with doing a lot of editing. But there is a 3A Pro model that has a few camera improvements, especially in low light. It even has a periscope lens so you can zoom way in without losing quality. You know those amazing close-up shots you see online? That's what a periscope lens can do.
That's good to know. Sounds like you get better camera features but have to pay a little more. Now, before we go any further, I do want to touch on a couple of compromises mentioned in the review.
Yeah, let's get into that.
One thing that jumped out at me was the water resistance. It's only IP64. That's like splash proof, but not if you drop it in water, right?
Exactly. So like a little rain is fine, but maybe not taking it in the pool.
Good point. And then there's the software updates. 3 years of Android updates and 6 years of security updates isn't terrible, but some phones offer longer support. Is that a deal breaker?
Well, it depends. If you're someone who likes to get a new phone every year or two, then it probably won't matter much.
Hmm.
But if you like to keep your phone for a longer time, then yeah, you got to think about it. You might miss out on some new features or important security updates later on.
Makes sense. Okay, ready to talk about U.S. carriers. I read that article you shared, and it seems a little complicated.
Yeah, it is a bit. And this is really important for anyone listening in the U.S. The Nothing Phone 3A is part of this U.S. beta program, which basically means they're still figuring out how well it works with U.S. carriers.
So not exactly a sure thing for people who just want a phone that works right away.
That's the thing. The article says it should work with AT&T and T-Mobile, but to get 5G, you might have to call customer support and get your device whitelisted. Imagine having to call them up and explain all that just to get 5G. It could be a pain.
I can already see myself waiting on hold forever. Not a fun way to spend an afternoon.
Mm.
What about Verizon? Does it work on Verizon?
That's even less clear. Verizon support is kind of question mark. The articles say that might work, but they don't promise anything.
So basically a gamble for Verizon users. It's too bad because the phone itself sounds pretty good, especially for the price. Speaking of price, can you remind us how much the 3A and the 3A Pro cost?
Of course. The Nothing Phone 3A with 12 GBs of RAM and 256 GB of storage is going for $379. That's pretty competitive for a phone with those specs. And it's available to order right now, March 4th, and they would say shipping starts around March 11th.
Not bad at all. And how about the Pro version, the one with the better camera?
The 3A Pro, also with 12 GB of RAM and 256 GB of storage, will cost you $459. So it's just $80 more, and you get the better camera with that periscope lens and slightly better low-light performance.
So it comes down to how important those camera features are to you. When does the Pro model come out?
Pre-orders for the 3A Pro start on March 11th, and shipping is expected to start around March 25th.
Okay, so a little bit of a wait for that one. It's interesting to see a company like Nothing trying to do something different in the smartphone world.
Yeah.
They're definitely taking a risk with this phone, especially with that unique design and the whole U.S. carrier beta program.
I agree. It's a bold move for sure. It'll be interesting to see how it works out. But I think it's cool to see a company trying new things, pushing the boundaries, even if it's a little uncertain.
I agree. I think a lot of people are tired of seeing the same old phones over and over. Even if the Nothing Phone 3A isn't the right phone for everyone, it's definitely got people talking and thinking about what they want from their smartphones.
You got that right. It's a conversation starter, and that's valuable in itself. But ultimately, we got to come back to the listener and what they need to know to make a decision.
Exactly. So let's wrap things up with the key takeaways and maybe a final thought for everyone to think about. Okay, so just to recap, we've been talking all about the Nothing Phone 3A, the good, the bad, the unique features, the whole deal. So let's break it down. What are the big takeaways here?
Well, first of all, it's a looker for sure. That transparent back, the glyph interface, nothing else looks like that. It's a bold design, and whether you like it or not, it definitely stands out.
Yeah, people are definitely talking about it. Some love that unique style, others think it's a bit much, but there's more to it than just looks.
Right. We talked about that battery life, a day and a half on a single charge, is really something.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge selling point for people who are always on the move and don't want to be tied to a charger.
And for getting things done, that essential key with the AI hub for notes and photos sounds pretty amazing. Imagine dictating a note and it's perfectly transcribed by the time you need it. That could be a game changer for a lot of people.
For sure. It's those little things that can make your life so much easier.
Yeah.
But of course, there are some downsides too.
Yeah, we talk about the camera. It's decent, but not quite as good as the top tier phones, especially in low light. And if you're really into photography, the Pro model might be a better choice with the upgraded camera and periscope lens.
Right. And then there's the whole U.S. carrier situation. That beta program label is a little concerning. It should work with AT&T and T-Mobile, but you might have to go through some extra steps to get 5G, and Verizon compatibility is still up in the air.
Definitely a consideration for our U.S. listeners. So the big question is, knowing all this, is the Nothing Phone 3A the right phone for you?
Well, that's the thing. It really depends on what you're looking for. Are you excited about new designs and features, even if it means a few compromises? Or do you need something that's super reliable, works with any carrier, and has the absolute best specs?
It's all about finding the right fit. But even if the Nothing Phone 3A isn't your thing, it's great to see a company like Nothing trying new things and shaking up the smartphone world.
I totally agree. It's refreshing, and it'll be fun to see what they do next. And for all of you listening out there, don't be afraid to explore new tech, try different things, and find the phone that really works for you. Until next time, happy exploring.